Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Join Saints Happy Hour Fan Club today. We'll mail you the best swag. You'll get exclusive access to our daily Saints podcast, and you can talk football 24/7 with other Saints fans in our Discord channel. Go to SaintsHappyHour.com and sign up today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
Welcome in to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. This one is free, courtesy of Bet Online and Manscaped, but you should sign up and become a Saints patron and get access to our daily podcast every single day. You get access to episodes early, and more importantly, you get Andrew's fantastic blog post and write-up where he does a deep dive into stats and analytics and film. And it's amazing, and you should do it. And that's the topic today. And I got to say, Andrew, we are going to burn Saints Twitter to the ground because you did a deep dive on Marshawn Lattimore, and your conclusion is the Saints are more than not likely to trade him next offseason. And I got to say, Saints fans, we are emotional about corner. We saw so many years of atrocious cornerback play that we finally have a very good one. You can argue whether he's elite or top five or whatever. That we finally have a good one, and that you're talking that they're probably going to ship him off next offseason because they don't want to pay him. People are going to come at you with the fucking torches.
I'm kind of leaning that way right now. I think here's the deal, Ralph. So there's a couple facets to this. And the first is that he's going to be on a 1 year, roughly $10 million deal next year. You know, so he's going to play out this season and then he'll be on a 1 year, $10 million deal next year. There is the combination of his play. So there's just like, do you want to keep the player or not? You know, and so it's going to cost a lot of money. I mean, we're seeing what these cornerback contracts look like. And if you're going to pay an elite one, I mean, Darius Slay, I think, is making $17 million a year.
And his contract will not be Lattimore's because Darius Slay is old. Right.
Well, that's the thing. Like right now, Slay is the highest paid corner in the league. And I just think, yeah, Lattimore could easily ask for more than that. And Lattimore, and like you said, Slay didn't even have a good year last year. So, I mean, having Lattimore's play dropping off a little bit is not going to affect his wallet. You know, he's going to want top five cornerback money, if not highest paid.
And here's the thing. Remember, the Rams are in the exact same position. The Rams and Jalen Ramsey are in the exact same position as the Texans were with Laremy Tunsil, where they gave up two number ones for a guy and they simply have to pay him whatever he wants because it's a disaster if they walk out the door and leave. You can't give up two number ones for a guy and then have them leave. You cannot have it from a team standpoint, a PR functioning standpoint, any of it. And so Ramsey's contract is going to be freaking ridiculous, and he's going to get paid before Lattimore, so it complicates the contract, all of it. But I want to start with
it's a tough deal.
We'll get to that, but let's start with his play. Because PFF, you dove into their statistics. They're like, he's declined. He's really not that great. He's not elite. You, to start, disagree with that assessment. So I found that interesting that you vehemently disagreed with their assessment of him as a player to start with, but you don't want to pay him. But let's start there. You don't agree with PFF's grades on him. Why?
Well, his rookie year, his stats were otherworldly. You know, so I don't really think you can compare his rookie year to the last 2 years, because he hasn't played at that level since he was a rookie. And, you know, I think part of it is team, the cat's out of the bag. Teams know how good he is. And so, you know, they're just not going to take risks. Like, they're only going to throw at Lattimore if they're very confident the receiver's open or the play's going to work, or like, they're not testing him, you know, just for the sake of testing him anymore. So, you know, I don't know that we can go back to having a season like he had his rookie year. You know, that ship may have sailed. And in fact, year two, you know, about 13.7% of, so 13.7% of passing plays went in his direction his rookie year. That's how many times he was targeted. That dropped to 12.1% in year two. So teams were throwing at him less in year two, kind of realizing, hey, this guy's an established, and so, you know, passing plays, 12% of passes going his way, that's not many. You know, it's almost, you know, it's almost 1 out of 10. So teams are shying away from throwing at him. That went back up to rookie levels last year. So he saw a little bit more targets percentage wise, but you know, overall, he's kind of been in that same ballpark of teams. They don't really throw much at him. His production has gone down. There's no question about it. And I believe that whereas he was a top five corner in the league in terms of production as a rookie, he's really kind of been like a top 20 corner since, you know. So these last 2 years, his level of play at times, you know, he's had the games like he had against Mike Evans where he shuts out Mike Evans. He's had games like that where he's absolutely a top five corner. And then he's had games where he's struggled. And so I kind of land that he's in the top 20 cornerback in the league range based on his play the last couple years. But if you look at the numbers specifically, he actually last year gave up the lowest completion percentage of his career, 53%, yeah. Which is much lower than 64% the year before. His yards per catch were much lower last year than they were in 2018. So his pass breakups were higher last year versus 2018. So there's a lot of metrics and stats where you look at it and you say, actually, you can make an argument 2019 was a little bit better than 2018. The only thing is interceptions. And, you know, quarterback rating is a little bit higher because he didn't get as many interceptions, and quarterback rating is severely affected by interceptions. He had four in 2018. He had just one last year.
Do they have a stat in PFF like interceptions dropped?
They don't.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks...
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
He had a couple of those, and remember, he also had a couple picks that were called back because of penalties away from him.
Yeah, that's
last year. So yeah. I just think picks is like, it's this huge stat boost. I think PFF maybe overrates, like, you get an interception, they give you a big grade boost. I just think like quarterback rating is affected significantly if you have an interception. So I just think like interceptions are kind of lucky. You know, it takes a little bit of luck to get
one. It sounds like to me.
And he was unlucky last year with that.
It sounds like to me, and obviously, look, I'm not a stat guy like you, Andrew, but it seems to me like when you talk about interceptions for corners the way fantasy football analysts talk about touchdowns, where they're like, just because a guy scored 13 touchdowns this year doesn't mean he's going to do it again. And it's a wild variance.
Yeah, there's a huge variance. I would say it's even more variance than touchdowns. I would say it's even more pronounced in terms of just, you know, how it can vary from year to year. Sometimes you're just getting a ton of targets. I mean, remember, Jason David, he was getting thrown at so much that he had seasons with a high number of picks.
Yeah. Jason David had good hands.
He was playing great.
He had good hands. I'll give him that.
Like
when he had a chance to get a pick, he got a pick. The problem was he was getting burned to a crisp 8 out of 10 times. You know?
Yeah, and I think, again, I would just go back to Lattimore. When you consider that in 2017 and in 2018, he was getting 80 targets for the year, and he came up with 5 picks and then 4 picks. That is outrageous. That is a ton of interceptions for how much. I mean, that he was intercepting 5% of what was being thrown his way.
No, which, it's higher than high. I mean, it's higher than 5%. It's 5% would be intercept 5 out of 100. He was 5 out of 80. In 2017, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, his interception levels were high. So, you know, I think he was just maybe a little bit unlucky last year. But, you know, it's crazy to me. So, like, PFF last year said that he was the 63rd best corner in the league. And the year before, they rated him 17th. And I just think when you compare how he did in 2018 to 2019, there's really not much of a difference, Ralph. Like, the only difference is maybe he gave up less touchdowns, he gave up less completions, he had more breakups. You know, I mean, really the only thing you can point to, and we can talk about run defense, but honestly, he's a good run defender.
I don't give a
shit. It's not his primary responsibility. I'm not going to rake him over the coals.
Shit about run defense for corners. Don't come at me with that. I don't care.
Well, he's good. He's above average, and you know, I just think the bottom line is we're talking about his coverage here. That's his primary responsibility, and there's just, I mean, for him to drop from 17th best corner in the league to 63rd in the league is ridiculous.
So I
don't buy that. And then the other thing I'll say is that they ranked him as the 25th best player on the Saints roster last year. I had him, you know, I grade all the players. I had him 11th. So, you know, 11th, I would say, is low for Lattimore. I mean, Lattimore should be a top 5, top 7 player on the Saints roster. And if he's coming in at 11, that's not a great year for him. And, you know, I didn't do the player grades the year before, but, you know, he was probably right around there, 10 or 11. And so I disagree strongly with PFF that there was a massive drop off, that he's continuing to decline. I just think the level of performance in 18 and 19 was pretty similar. And again, I just reiterate, to me, as a rookie, he was a top 5 corner. And since then, he's kind of consistently. I know that makes no sense, but he's been consistent at being inconsistent, which has put him in the top 20.
Well, here's the thing with Lattimore. We know when he played against Mike Evans in the 2018 divisional playoff game against the Eagles. We know that when Lattimore's at his best, he can be a top two corner in the NFL. Like we've yes. seen it, right?
Yes.
So that's
yes.
what's frustrating about him.
Well, he was at his best his whole rookie year.
Yeah,
pretty much. Thing, you know, so that's the ceiling.
The argument for paying him is so fraught for Saints fans because, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, we know the history of Saints at corner. Brandon Brown or Jason David, all of it, it's all just horrible. And they finally have a good one. Maybe the best. You can make an argument Lattimore's the best corner in the history of the Saints. That's how bad they've been at corner for 50-plus yep. years. I think that is a legitimate argument you can make. So it that all that said, it so then the argument to pay him becomes very difficult, and the Saints have $252 million committed to the cap next year. That's probably going to be lower because of the coronavirus. So Mickey Loomis, we know he can do his Loomis math, but even he has constraints, and they have a bunch of guys they have to pay. And the hardest thing for me with Lattimore is people were like, well, I don't care about if the Saints have to pay him an extra $2, $3 million a year. Who cares? It's not my money. And I get that to a certain extent. But the thing is, he's going to want to be the highest paid corner in the history of the league. So when you're talking that kind of money, I need a guy that I know 100% is a top five guy at his position every goddamn week.
And you know that about Michael Thomas.
I know
right?
that about Michael Thomas. Like Michael Thomas, right. I was like, pay him. I don't 20, 25, whatever. Like
I would argue you know that about Ramczyk.
Yeah. Well, Ramczyk is a little bit different. The only thing about Ramczyk we won't get to do, I worry about his health a little bit because he had health problems coming in. That's why they picked him 32nd. And he's had, even though he's always never missed games for the Saints, he's had a lot of injury issues that he breaks down by the end of the year. He's wearing the RoboCop armor, that sort of thing. But with Lattimore, like, I can't make you the highest paid corner in the NFL. Like you to me, you haven't shown that. But on the flip side, Andrew,
yeah.
if the Saints go to trade him next offseason and the situation is, hey, either we pay him to be the highest paid corner or we trade him and get a first round pick or we just make him play out the last year of his deal, which with the new collective bargaining agreement, they completely can do that. I think I would rather him play it out than get a first round pick for him because I just feel like the value of having him on your roster for one more year would be higher than a first round pick, especially if it's from a team that you think is going to be in like the 24 to 32 range. So I think this with Lattimore is very, very fraught what the Saints do here because it's a key decision because when you pay Lattimore, if you make him the highest paid corner or a top three paid corner, that is a commitment that, you know, Loomis can do his cap gymnastics, but you won't be able to sign middle class guys. It will constrain you in some sort of way. We can argue what way, but if you make Lattimore the highest paid corner, it's going to constrain your cap. And I just, right now, I can't do it. Oh, my God, men, start taking notes because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. Oh, one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. You need to try this out yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR. Your balls will thank you.
So let's talk specifically about the cap next year. The Saints currently are at $252 million in terms of committed salaries.
Woo!
And there is a floor currently due to pandemic reasons of $175 million. If that sounds scary to you, it should. That's 80 million. The Saints, as of right now, are 80 million over the cap. Now, it's not necessarily going to be 175. That's the floor. It could end up being higher than that. But, you know, depending on how long the coronavirus continues to last, if there's a vaccine or not, if the economy bounces back, what the TV deals look like. I mean, there, who knows what that's going to look like. But if it's 175, Ralph, Loomis is operating at a negative 80 million before the offseason even starts. And so I have always said, hey, I'm not going to doubt Mickey Loomis. He's going to find a way to make it work. Those are all true. I still believe that. But I think you're being dishonest to yourself if you don't acknowledge this is the most challenging cap offseason that Mickey Loomis will have to deal with.
Mickey Loomis, they didn't prepare. No team prepared for this, and the Saints have always operated on the edge of the cap universe. Like, the Saints are like a mad scientist. They're always on the edge of what is possible with your salary cap. And the part of that was, you know, Tom Benson and Gail Benson allow the Saints to do that. That is real money that the Saints have to shift around, but they allow them to do that. But part of it is Mickey Loomis was like, the salary cap is going to go up $10 to $15 million every year.
Well, here's the thing. We joke that it's a Ponzi scheme, Ralph, and a Ponzi scheme is fine and it works as long as cash keeps coming in.
That's right.
Right. But once cash stops coming in, that's when you skip. That's when you leave the country. Yeah. You know, and you're never to be found again, and you change your name. That's like, so if cash is not coming in, if they don't have the same surplus of cash, then the Ponzi scheme blows up in your face.
Well,
and so
the thing is, when Mickey Loomis did all these deals, well, some of them, you know, I mean, they knew the pandemic was coming. They knew it was here. So when they did some of these deals, but, you know.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
When he had in January and even February, when he's planning out and he's looking at the 2021 cap and he's like, well, it's we're at 250 million. He looked at it and is like, that's not a big deal because the salary cap is going to project at 215 or 220. I just extend Ramchek, I extend Lattimore, do a couple of things, boom, I'm right there. You know?
Right.
And that was a exactly. fair assessment. Then Corona came and the Ponzi scheme may or may not collapse.
Well, and it may double what Mickey Loomis was expecting. He was expecting to maybe be 40 million off, which, you know, is much easier to navigate than 80. So anyway, bringing this back to Lattimore, I mean, there's a couple things like just quick. I mean, if Breeze retires, I think they save about 13 million. So, you know, that brings him from 80 to 67 million. They're going to restructure guys like Onyemata, Michael Thomas. You know, they'll get a bunch of money from these free agents they just signed just by restructuring. So there'll be some wins there. But then you just look at Ramchek's contract and you look at Lattimore's. And let's take Lattimore here, okay? So he's got 1 year, $10 million. And if you cut him, which obviously is – I mean, unless he goes full Darius Geis, that's not going to happen. But if you were to cut him, there's no dead money. So you would get full $10 million in relief. Or if you trade him, you get the full $10 million in relief. If you give him the Darius Slay contract exactly, he's going to want more than that. But just for the sake of this argument, Darius Slay was $4.3 million against the cap in year one. So even though he was the highest paid corner, you get short-term relief for long-term commitment, right? So that's how these salaries are typically structured. Let's say it's $4.3 million for Lattimore. You get $5.7 million worth of relief by extending him to a huge contract. So it would be both in Lattimore's self-interest because he wants a long-term deal. He wants the financial commitment. And the Saints to give themselves cap relief in year one, it actually makes sense. It might actually make more sense for them to extend him than it would to play him on his current contract and let the year play out. So my view is, based on how the Saints are struggling financially, I don't think Lattimore playing on his contract next year is a viable path. My prediction is that will not happen. The Saints will either give him a new deal so that number is much lower and much more cap friendly because of what's going on, or they will trade him and get full relief, because if they trade him, then the $10 million is off the books completely. So if a team comes knocking at your door, your cap situation is a mess, and someone's offering you a first or a second for Lattimore, I think the Saints strongly consider it, and I'm currently leaning that way.
If I'm the Saints, there's no way I'm taking a second-round pick for Lattimore. I'll just work out the cap situation, and it'll be difficult. But I'm making him play.
I just think next year there's a strong chance if Breeze is retiring, it might be like a reset, rebuild year.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider the cap. And if the Saints are like, look, we're going to be bad anyway, we got to deal with this cap issue for at least a year.
I don't necessarily – it might not necessarily think – you know, Mickey Loomis has said, look, we're not in the position where we think – post-Breeze we're going to have to reset and all that. But the thing is, like, think of it this way, right? Saints, they go whatever the season is, but they win the Super Bowl, right? So you get the Super Bowl parade. We got the DVD. We got the merch. We got the swag. It's fantastic, right? We're in the afterglow of the championship. That is actually the perfect time to trade Lattimore, because then you can say, hey, we just won the Super Bowl. We're doing the reset. You know, my thing is, if I'm trading Lattimore, and say I'm trying to think of a team that would come along and want to do, say the Browns go 10-6 and they're like, we need a corner.
So they give you like the 24th pick. I'm just like, that is not enough for Lattimore. Like, I need, and I'm not saying you need two number ones like Ramsey, but like the 24th to the 32nd pick or whatever, that's not enough for him.
I'm with you. But I mean, if you consider what Ramsey, what the Rams gave up for Ramsey, some team may give that up for Lattimore, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't know. Let's say it's a first and a third. I think with that combined with maybe you're doing a little bit of a rebuild, maybe combined with Breeze retiring, I just lean towards him being traded. I really do, Ralph. To me, I would lean that way regardless. But I think once you add the fact that he's not consistent, he's a top 20 corner, but really he's not a top 20 corner. He's a top 5 corner when he's good, and he's just kind of average when he's bad. You know, it shakes out at 20, but it's not like he's consistently a top 20 corner. He's sometimes a top 5, sometimes top 50, depending on, you know, what shows up that day, you know, and I would say he's more consistently top 5 than not, but, you know, it shakes out at top 20. So again, like I just think for the lack of consistency, now we're going to have a full another year here of Lattimore performance, and that may change things. You know, like you said, if the Saints win a Super Bowl, or if he has the best year of his career, or if he drops down significantly, he might be more affordable. He might be more inclined to take a team-friendly deal. So, you know, there's a bunch of things that can happen. He may get injured. You know, that'll affect his value. So there's a lot of things that can happen this year that still color which way the Saints would go. But I think as things stand today, I'm not making that investment in Lattimore when I can get probably a king ransom in a trade and I get cap relief in a year where the Saints desperately need it.
But I'm scared, Andrew. I don't want to go back to the shitty days of shitty corners. Like that.
Well, I hear you, because like Janoris Jenkins is your number one corner, and you may want to get rid of him too, based on your cap if he's too old. So I mean, where does that leave you in terms of starting corners? That would be a terrifying prospect. I agree.
It is. But being scared of that is no reason to pay a guy top three money if you don't believe he's a top three corner consistently. That's where teams fuck up. You get desperate, right? And you're like, we got to pay him because the alternative is bad. And, you know, it's one thing to do what the Saints did with Andres Pete, where they were like, look, we cannot go back at guard, and we have to pay him a little bit more than what we want to. But they're not paying Andres Pete top two guard money in the NFL, right? For Lattimore,
right,
that's what it's going to be. You're going to have to pay him either the highest paid or the second highest paid. I really believe that. So it's different financial decision on a whole other level. So I just think it's a tough decision. I lean against it just because I need more than a mid to late first round pick for Lattimore. But Andrew, I'm going to tell you a financial decision that's amazing, and that's signing up for Saints Happy Hour Fan Club. You get Andrew's write up of Lattimore's statistics, his play, all of it. You get all of Andrew's write ups. You get the booze bundle. You get access to every podcast every day, early podcast, and you get access to our Discord channel where all the Saints fans, we're having fun. We're doing it's amazing. It's incredible. You should do it. So all I'm saying is $10, give us a try for 1 month. And you do that, you get the booze bundle. See how you like us. If you don't, leave, but you're going to love it. You get the booze bundle. You get the Saints player legend card. It's amazing. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. Thanks for joining us. We will see you again tomorrow.